Caravan News on Wednesday, January 13th, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Chloe. The weather forecast. Mostly sunny with scattered clouds and a growing chance for rain in the next few days. Temperature ranges between 23 degrees at night and 29 degrees during the days. East to northeasterly winds at 18 kilometers per hour. And don't miss the solar eclipse on Friday at around 1:15 p.m. Last weekend, on the 9th and 10th of January, some of the world's leading professionals in the field of integrated planning and design came to Oroville. Here's an excerpt from the open question and answer session.
The Earth has its consciousness, and Satprem is in touch with it, with his hands. But the cement too, and the water too, and people work with wood, and people work with plastic, and people work with metal. So it is not about what here is profane and sacred. But the question Maud asked, what is the roadmap? The mother gave lots of suggestions and guidelines, but she definitely did not give a roadmap. She says, we don't know. She didn't know, no one knows. So the roadmap is our lives and our trials and errors and our clashes and harmonization efforts are part of that roadmap, and there is nothing else. So it is actually a constant state of limbo. As it is that, I come back to what Mita said, the essence of the yoga, of the spirituality here is to surrender this life to a higher purpose. Now you call it Oroville, you call it human unity, you call it the divine. This is again up to every individual. But it is definitely a much larger purpose we are supposed to surrender to and try to find it through that surrender. And there is no other roadway, no other road to go there.
Well, Lukas, I would say there is a roadmap. There are several that the mother has given. Especially the charter. We start with the charter. And it says that Oroville belongs to humanity. That gives you some clues. And actually, this land does legally belong to humanity because the Parliament of India declared the Charter of Oroville to be a legal document. So actually, this is a very special place. And this red soil that Satprem has worked so well with and has taught us so much about is something that is integral to this place. And all these other things. And Lukas has got his hands in the garbage, which is a wonderful thing. And I feel that the garbage is sacred, and we're starting to use waste materials to build with instead of this reinforced concrete.
Live concert by Claudio Menandro on Thursday, the 14th of January. He is one of the greatest specialists of Brazilian music. He will play Brazilian standards of bossa nova and samba with his guitar and the rabeca, a Brazilian fiddle. One of his former students, Mark Nassif, who lives in Pondicherry, will play with him. The concert starts at 8 p.m. in the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas. Pongal, the Indian Thanksgiving, is starting on Thursday, the 14th of January. The four-day holiday is one of the most important celebrations in the Tamil area. Traditionally, a meal called pongal is cooked outside. For bringing fortune and wealth, it is necessary that it overboils. Another event at Pongal is the cow chasing, which will be done on Saturday, for example in Quilapalayam. Two-day workshop of clowning. A clown is someone who laughs at himself. The workshop offers to discover and develop the clown in oneself. New skills for fun and clowning are taught. The innocence of the clown will be explored by movements, games, and simply clowning around to see new insights. The workshop takes place on Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th of January at Verity and is led by Astrid, the mother. Look for the inner causes of disharmony much more than the outer ones. It is the inside which governs the outside. The news is a reflection on the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org.